This is a song that was basically written as a look back through time and kind of coming to that realization. When you flip through a hymn book and you see these names and these dates as a songwriter, and you're looking at all of these different songs, and you just think, how many songs can be written about one event, one history, you know, God's his plan, you know? And it's just amazing to me that despite all these centuries of songs, we still find it amazing enough that we need to re-express it in a fresh way. And it's an encouragement. And I think as a band, we'd gone through probably a time of a little cynicism, maybe some overcriticalness about a lot of different music that...
just how the industry has gone to the worship music.
Yeah, really, just how everything's kind of went worship. And I think God was working on us and saying, you know, really, that's what it's all about. And kind of coming back to, you know, maybe what is a cliche for us is a new, fresh expression of worship for someone coming into the faith. And really, our song, we're joining the cliche, you know, but it's not a cliche because, you know, it's alive, and we're part of this amazing story, and we get to benefit from this amazing love, and so it's just us joining history and adding our song type thing. That's this song. It was really cool. I bought a piano, I guess it was like a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and it was just a really cool gift of a piano. This pretty old, it's actually over 100-year-old parlor grand piano. And I sat down, and the first thing I, you know, it was all dust in this little section of the keyboard, and that was the first thing that came out when I sat on the piano. When I got home, it was dust generations, because the piano had seen generation. You know, it was built before the Titanic. The piano gave me this song, yeah. And the cool thing is the piano was actually in a church in California. I'm actually the third owner, and it was in a church for a long time. And, you know, imagine all the hymns that had been played on that piano.
Indeed.
Anyway, unbelievable.